Final test, part one, extract one.
What do you find more difficult, writing novels or short stories?
Well, writing a novel is very time-consuming. Just planning the structure can take forever. Whereas with a short story, it could all be centered around a single scene. But short stories have their own challenges. There are few opportunities to convey a character convincingly. To present a whole person, you must very carefully select the words that they speak. And new writers sometimes make the mistake of describing physical appearance in great detail. A single gesture can say far more about a person.
Anita, your latest novel is about a young girl trying to fit into an alien culture.
Mm-hmm.
Was this based on your childhood?
Well, the girl in the book, Ophelia, it's difficult for her to adjust, and she encounters all sorts of prejudice. But it was relatively easy for me. There's no language barrier for a start. I was more inspired by a woman whose taxi I got into. We got talking, and I found out that she had been a doctor before she emigrated. It got me thinking about the issues migrants face when they come to our country.
Extract 2.
So, what do you think caused you to take up a life of crime?
I wasn't from a bad home, if that's what you mean. Mum and Dad always did their best for us when we were growing up. My mum thought I'd follow my older brother and get a factory job, but I couldn't be bothered. Me and my mates, we started off smashing up bus shelters and doing a bit of tagging, you know, graffiti. I actually liked the risk. You never knew if the police were coming or not. Looking back, I think it all came from the fact that no one had ever said no to me. I'd always done whatever I wanted.
And then you moved on to burglary and you soon ended up in prison.
Yes, and I can tell you, when your cell door closes, you feel hopeless. And I was angry with myself. I swore I was never going to do anything that would put me back inside. It was a long 5 years, a complete waste of time. Although I'm not saying I didn't deserve it. When you got a criminal record, it's hard trying to get work, but I just couldn't bear the idea of going back there. I'm lucky my family gave me a lot of support, and eventually I turned my life around.
Extract 3.
Jeanette, isn't it quite unusual for someone in the fashion industry to be putting the environment first?
I think people believe it's impossible to change things because so much of our industry is harmful to the planet. And I did too, until my last holiday. I'd bought this wooden deck chair for $10.99, a ridiculously low price. And on the beach, the first time we used it, it just fell apart. And I noticed many other people had the same chair and were having the same problem. Those chairs were just going to add to the world's rubbish mountains. It made me realise we have to pay more for quality, durable products. And also consider what we could do to make the company more environmentally friendly.
Now, how easy has that been?
We couldn't have done it without hiring an environmental consultant. Now, we only use recycled paper, energy-saving bulbs, and refillable ink cartridges. 90% of our cotton and wool now comes from within Australia, and we aim to make that 100% very soon. But actually, our first step was to stop buying cotton that had been sprayed with pesticide. We found suppliers of organic cotton instead. 25% of the world's pesticide is...